Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Monday afternoon here in Coral Springs, Florida, Danger Studios. I'm joined with by Ethan Moore.
Wonderful to be here with you, Dougie, as always.
That's right. And Ciro is running late. Now, Ciro is the one who said, can we start later at 6?
He did ask for a late start time today. And 6 is a little late for me.
Yeah.
But because I have a mic to run tonight. But, you know, I can do it at 6.
Right. As long as we're efficient in our time once we start.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, I'm a stickler. I like to show up on time. I do.
Okay.
Right. And sometimes traffic, you know, shit happens. But if you, in any time in life, if you're always running late.
Right, right.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
It's almost like you're not reliable.
You know, I have a hard time being on time sometimes. I really have to, like, school myself and, like, you know, force I have to consistently remind myself to, like, leave early
right.
all the time. And sometimes it works, and sometimes it's, like, one of the struggles of my life, to be honest.
Yeah.
I try to be on time to this show. I've been late a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, again, things happen.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? And sometimes things happen beyond your control, even when you're trying, you know.
That's right. You know, your show is called the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
I know. Well, it doesn't mean get here late with Dougie show.
It should be called the Show Up Late with Dougie show.
When's the show start? When everybody gets there. Depends. I mean, that's the way I am nowadays. I don't have like a alarm clock in the morning.
Right.
I don't wake up by alarm clock.
Neither.
I wake up by the fucking neighbor's dogs barking at 6:30 in the morning.
So you wake up at 6:30?
No, I wake up. I basically wake up at like 7:30. I think.
Oh my own. That's still early. So it's just a character.
Well, you
know, wake up late.
It's not like I'm going to wake up and turn the camera on and everything. And hey, I'm here again.
I wake up at, somewhere between 11 and 1 every day.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time do you go to bed though?
About 4 or 5.
Every night.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I'm most creative at night. So I try to. I have night gigs.
Right.
Almost all the work I do is at night. So
my old lady goes to bed earlier now, and I'm getting old, so I'm getting tired. Like last night, we watched football a little bit, and then we watched Walking Dead.
I know you're a big fan of that. I haven't gotten into the last couple seasons, but it's strong, you say.
I mean, my wife was watching it, and then I started watching.
You got pulled in.
And I got pulled in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like I've been binge watching that other show, Ozarks.
Haven't seen that. I've heard
good.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know when the next season starts in that.
So you're hanging out, watching...
So we stayed up late on that, and then right away, that's done, and she goes to bed, and I'm like you, I'm up. I'm like awake. What am I going to do? You know, I can't go in the room and watch TV when she's asleep. She goes, "Ted it down," you know.
Right.
And I want to sit out here in the living room and watch TV by myself, because then I fall asleep, and I wake up the next day on the couch.
I do that. I don't mind, if my girlfriend's sleeping, I don't mind going out and watching TV in the other room. I kind of like that. This is my alone time.
Yeah.
It's good sometimes. I mean, I come home from a gig and it'll be 1, 2 in the morning. And I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't calm down. I need to chill out and like read or watch some TV for an hour or two before I can even.
Yeah.
Do
like
it.
A book or novel.
I need. I will. I like books. Yeah.
I don't think I could read the news. That's the only thing I only care. I don't care about reading. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm going to read the latest. I like reading the news. I want to be up, you know, so I'll pull up all kinds of shit and just read like 20 different stories.
Well, I only read 18th century continental philosophy. So
okay.
That's my...
Well, I studied that shit, so, you know, next thing you know, I'm like... Whenever I read, it's like a natural... Like like even like continued education I got to do for financial planning and insurance. Uh-huh. And so you got to go through these things around this time of year, it's all done, but you got to go through it where you got to like read and go through this case. And I read a couple pages of this shit. I got my head, you know, I got the concrete cap.
Yeah.
My head keeps dipping into my chest.
Right. I used to get that on the heroin. You go on the nod.
By the way, Sierra says, I hate books.
Oh, so Sierra's what? Drive, motherfucker.
Yeah, put your pedal to the metal. What are you doing? What are you doing? You know, he's like taking his time. I'll stop at a rest stop. And
I know Sierra hates books. He gets all his news from Alex Jones. Just like no fact checking whatsoever. Hi, Sierra, by the way.
By the way, I still think it's so funny when people react to him, you know, on Facebook, like, you know, like what, like, you know, we pissed off some liberal guys, comic friends of mine in New York area.
Oh, that's always
fun. Like,
fun.
This guy, I'm like, dude, come on, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? Cyril's like a cartoon. He's like, you know what I mean? He's like, you know, he is, you know, the guy thinks what he thinks. You know, here's the thing. Why do people give so much of a care about what you think? Or, you know, like, why is it that nowadays, again, people really think they need to change the way I feel about something?
Well, there's two things there. There's two sides to that coin. One side is genuine democratic discourse. Let's have a meeting of minds and discuss things and try to figure things out together. And I'm all for that. But mm-hmm. a lot of it is, oh, you said something and I think you're wrong, or I know you're wrong. Let me prove to you that I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
That's 90% That's a big part of it. What it is.
By the way, here's my impression of Donald Trump drinking water.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Did you see that thing how he criticized, what was it, Ted Cruz for dry mouth? And then he did the exact same thing.
Marco Rubio. Everybody accused him because that was like, I cannot be president. It was just that right. One moment. Hold on a second.
That was very funny. Yeah. They were all showing it this week again.
But, you know, like I've been on the... Have you ever been on stage?
Stares at the camera.
Yeah, and he's like, takes two hands, and it's, you know, it's Fiji water, at least, right? Looks like it's Fiji water.
Yeah, Trump is drinking some Fiji water.
Yeah.
No American water, Mr. Trump. Yeah, come on.
Fiji, if you're going to get it. Like, when I'm on the road and I see water bottles, I'm like, I just get a Fiji. You're not going to get Dasani.
I like the Fiji. I hear Dasani is pretty much tap water.
Yeah, it is.
They're over at the Pepsi plant. They're like, yeah, let's go get some.
It's the water that doesn't go into Pepsi.
Exactly.
You know, it's the byproduct. Yeah, so that was funny. Anyway, we're talking about being on time and stuff and things like that. So Cyril will be here in the second part of the show. You know, I was thinking about, I was talking to somebody else.
Piss off the liberals.
The podcast about, like, maybe on Facebook Live, we shouldn't show the whole show, but maybe we should just show, like, the beginning, the opening part of the show.
Right.
And then when it comes to the straight from the headline segment, you guys, well, if you want to check that out, you got to go to the podcast and listen.
It's like Bill Maher, overtime.
Yeah.
If you want to see the rest, you got to subscribe.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
And why not?
I mean, a teaser.
So, you know, that we can even change it up. Like, well, if you really, we had a lot of fun in the opening part of the show, but if you guys want to check it out, you got to go listen to the, you know.
Right.
So that way, at least they listen to it.
And we can have a subscription service where you have to pay more,
mm-hmm.
and then we do the whole show nude.
By the way, speaking of that, you talked about Patreon. We have a Patreon page on our main site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. You can donate, several people donate to the show.
Yeah.
$5, $10 a month, anything to help us, and that money goes to gas money for the co-hosts who get here a couple days a week, or at least once a week, these guys.
I'm glad you're doing that. I do that on my podcast, and I think every podcaster should do that. And if you listen to podcasts...
Right.
Then, you know,
don't be a cheap fuck shit.
Tribute.
Yeah. A dollar a month. You can do a dollar a month.
You can do a dollar. Well, hey, you know, if you want to do a dollar, I say do five.
Right. At least one free, like, if like one for each show. Dollar for each show you listen to.
A dollar a show.
That's a
show. Buck a show.
A buck a show. That's, how much is that?
I think that's what you should start pitching, Dougie. A buck a show. How many shows do you
dollar,
do?
We do.
It,
we
12
do,
a month?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do about 15? 12 to 15 a month.
$15 a month. Come on. Right.
That's it. If everybody who listens to the show, 12 or 15 bucks a month, I'd be able to give these guys a couple bucks of gas.
He'd give us a couple out of the 15.
What's up, Peter Kramer? Hear that, Peter Kramer? Donate to the show. A couple bucks, a dollar a week. Even that.
That's right. If you don't do it, it's like stealing, actually.
That's right. You're really hurting our feelings.
You're like those shoplifters in China, that basketball team. Oh,
man. You know, it was funny about that. Like, you know, a lot of, like, listen, you got it. It was a good move. It was a good sign. And no one should be able to know, just because it's Trump, nobody should be dismissing it. These guys, you know, for shoplifting could have spent hard time in a Chinese prison.
Man, those guys, I'll tell you what, China, Singapore, I spent time over there. They do not like that stuff.
Stealing is you might as well, you would have been better off banging the president's wife.
You would go to, exactly. He has a few mistresses. He doesn't mind.
Yeah, it's like, you fucked the ugly one.
Right. You will go to prison for a long time if you get caught stealing in Asia.
You can't steal shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? The funny thing about it, and people poo-poo again, but Trump goes on there. That's fine. I don't give a shit. It's good. It's like a venting process. I can care less. He's been doing this forever. That's the way. I'm gonna stop doing it because I'm president. I love the fact that he fucking tweets. It's interesting. The rest of the world is fucking tweeting. You get to hear stupid people tweet all the time, and it is a tweet. It's not like you're putting together a thesis paper to be turned into the Harvard Business School. You're just tweeting. It's a fucking tweet, and people go, he spelled. It's a fucking tweet.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Sometimes I don't. If I want to say I'm gonna go on Twitter, I don't go Twitter. I put TWTR. People know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're too lazy to put Twitter? Yeah, I'm too lazy to fucking put Twitter. I only have, now we have double the characters. Is that the way it's working on Twitter now?
Yeah, you get 280 characters.
Oh, see, that's a lot of words. So.
I like the president's Twitter. I don't like Trump, but I like his Twitter. I mean,
love
come
his
on.
Twitter. Fuck. And listen, what you're talking about. So he gets into it. The father. Of the kid,
right?
Ball, the Von Laval Ball, whatever his name. The father's like, who got him out of there? Like dismissed it. If my son was an embarrassment by stealing something, and the whole world knows he's a fucking thief, right?
Yeah.
And he got stuck in China, and he's coming home. I would be thankful to whomever. You know what I mean? If Hillary Clinton was the president, I hate that cunt. I'd have been like, you know what? Thank you for doing that. Thank you. That's what it's all about. Sometimes you don't like people, but then all of a sudden, you ever have somebody who you didn't like just do something out of the ordinary? You're like, wow, that was on, that person doesn't like me, I don't like them, but they went ahead and did something nice. Wow, that even makes me more want to say, hey, you know what, thank you so much, because that's true character.
Right.
Because he could have easily said, that guy.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think the president should help American citizens.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
And I think if someone helps you, you should probably have some gratitude. That's a good get some good character to have.
People are saying, because then he went on Twitter and said, well, you know what, dude, if you're not appreciative, that's true. People aren't appreciative.
I should have left him there.
Should have left the fucking kid there.
I mean, that's funny. I bet you it was funny.
I think it is funny. And I bet you there's a kid who wanted to get on the UCLA starting team that now has a spot, and that kid's happy. I wish you'd have stayed there too.
I mean, it's not presidential, whatever
that
means.
But fuck that. You know what? That's the whole thing about this. This is why I'm happy about Trump, because what you thought was presidential isn't.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? None of these people. There's things. There's now talks about Obama. Now he's got some things audited, some of his monies and things like that.
Right.
Everybody in power is corrupt motherfuckers. And in fact, anybody who says, they're all fucking there. They're all corrupt. They're all like this whole Russia thing. Everybody was in bed with somebody to try to get dirt on somebody. And the Russians and WikiLeaks had it. So everybody was trying to get shit on everybody else. Collusion. It's over. You know what I mean? Just fucking, everybody. Oh, and now this is great. With Hollywood, because all these perverts are being fucking called out. Fantastic.
Well, you're tying a lot of things together here, Dougie.
But it's all coming.
Is it all connected? I don't know.
It is. Like politicians, priests, fucking like.
I thought the dad should have been grateful. I'm not following along with you all the way. Oh, yeah. There's no Russia gate.
My point is that character. There's no character. The father didn't, he said, thank you so much for bringing my son home. I'm so glad my son's home. And I'm going to give him a fucking whipping for stealing shit, for being a bad kid.
Right. Here's where I'll agree with you a little bit. You said that it's like presidential. We thought that was presidential. That we don't even know what that means. I think it's true. I think it's weird that in America we look at the president as if he's supposed to be like some paragon of virtue.
Yeah.
The president, every president, is a sleazy, filthy, lying politician. We should drag them all through the streets.
George Washington, our first president, was one of the meanest, fucking most conniving, devilish kind of fucking person on earth, but that's who you wanted to run the country.
Yeah.
I don't want a snowflake. I don't want some puffy ass fucking, everything's beautiful, running my company. I don't, they're going to get eaten up. They're not going to be able to survive the business. That's the thing people.
Well, we're not a company, right?
It's a country. It's a corporation. There's organizations. There's people leading us. Look at North Korea now.
Well, he's supposed to represent us, not lead us.
Represent. He's leading us. He's got to lead the people. He's got to make sure.
It's not representing. What is he, a fucking, what is he, what is he, like, he's on, he's like Jerry Lewis in the midst. Jerry, that's the same thing.
Well,
Jerry,
he's not Lewis, leading us. Who is he, a king?
Dude, he's the person.
He works for us.
Yeah, he's Mr. doing Trump, stuff get, for our benefit.
Get me a glass of water, Trump.
Yeah, give me some, you know, give me some shoe polish, shoe shine. Get your shoe box.
He works for me, okay?
Shine boy.
Just like the cops. I always like to remind them. They work for me. That's a tip for everyone. That'll always get you out of a ticket. Just remind the cop that they work for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're a civil servant. I saw a video on Facebook. This chick was trying to, she's an independent citizen. You know, you don't have any right to do this. I love when somebody says, you don't have a right to detain me. Yes, I do. You know what I mean? Just, you know, just enough. The kid's father, you know, my son's an embarrassment. you know what I mean? He's in China. He stole shit. He got caught. That's embarrassing. You know, don't sit there and go, oh, well, fuck, I don't know who President Trump is. Fuck him. You know what? Leave that fucking kid over there.
Otto Warmbier wishes he got caught in China. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That poor guy came back as a crash test dummy.
Yeah. Yeah, that story was very, very fucked up.
Yeah, he was stuck there. And, you know, and again, I, you know, whatever happened to that guy, I didn't have much sympathy. Who the fuck goes to North Korea? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? What kind of travel agent do you got where all of a sudden you're going to go, you know, like all the places, I don't know, let's go to Amsterdam, Costa Rica, Aruba, you know?
Right.
I'm going to go to North Korea. Yeah. Like, you know, well, what? I mean, you know what? Here's a good idea. Let's go to fucking Afghanistan.
Hey,
I know you'll want to go.
Good opium.
Heroin.
Yeah, yeah.
Good idea. Actually, did you know there's a Courtyard Marriott?
Culture, poppies. There's a lot of reasons to go.
Ah, man, Charles Manson's dead at 83.
Oh, well, you know, let's just take a moment of silence, Dougie, for Charles.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the story is I was catching up on stuff, and I've he was supposed to be executed.
Yeah, they ended the death penalty, right?
Right, in California, before he was supposed to go up to be, you know, lethal injection or electrocuted. I don't know which one. California said no more corporal punishment. What is that called again?
Capital punishment. Yeah.
Corporal punishment is they just chop your nuts off.
Right. Don't worry, that still exists.
That still exists in some countries.
California state prisons.
Yeah. You know, he's dead. Oh, Della Reese is dead.
Who's Della Reese?
Della Reese she was a soul singer. She was in a bunch of TV shows.
Okay, this is ringing a bell somewhere. But
yeah, every time I think of Della Reese, I think of Reese's Cups.
Okay,
you know, and I know there's a chocolate thing there, but you know, but she passed away.
I think of Omarosa.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
she died. You know, can you imagine? You died. You know, the same. Well, I guess they weren't the same day because Charles Manson died yesterday, didn't he?
I don't know. I know he's dead.
He's just dead. There's nothing you could do about it. He's gone.
A lot of people didn't like Charles Manson, but I say he was just trying to stop Roman Polanski from molesting again.
Yeah.
He got the wrong victim. Yeah, sorry, Sharon Tate. I was aiming for Roman.
That was his, Sharon Tate was,
yeah, that was his
they were
wife.
They were married,
was,
right?
I don't know if it was his wife, but it was his live-in.
Yeah. Now
his common law wife.
Isn't it weird? Like you remember stories from back then? And then, like, you go back, like, you know, when that happened with him getting executed, because I kept thinking, why the fuck didn't execute this guy? You know what I mean? And then I realized, because then I remember for years he was trying to get parole. That was always a joke.
Right.
You know, Charles Manson's up for parole. The parole officer's like, okay, let's do this.
He's like, well, we looked at all the evidence. Sorry, you know?
I would want to think you're going to repent, but with that swastika on your fucking forehead. That's why if you're going to be a criminal, don't get, you know, these people tattooing their face. Come on,
it's a bad move, right?
You like chicks with tattoos on their tits?
No, actually, I don't like tattoos at all.
Yeah,
on women, and I don't have any, and I don't. I'm like in the minority here, but I think tattoos are fucking so stupid, and yeah. I think that so let's say you have a beautiful woman, is she hotter with a tattoo, or less hot?
Right.
Or, you know, or is she the same? Chances are she's going to be the same. You can add a tattoo to a hot chick. Maybe she's still hot.
Right.
Or you could add a tattoo to a hot chick, and now you ruined it.
You said dick. You wanted you slipped. You said hot dick.
Tattoo your dick.
Yeah, come on. Just come out on the show already.
Hot chick with a dick, okay?
By the way, Adam Hayes said Della Reese used to be untouched by an angel. That was with that one chick that with the big tits.
Oh, I remember that.
She was a TV show.
Okay.
Who was that girl? That Jillette Pettit, whatever her name is?
I never watched that show, but my mom and my sister were really into it.
I think it's like on the Wii Network now. Thanks, Adam. By the way, it's glad to hear that you're watching those kind of shows, Adam. Big tough guy, you. So she died. So, yeah, I don't mind a tattoo. Like, my wife got her first tattoo. She got a little grasshopper on her foot.
okay,
by her ankle. You know, like I have one on my leg, and that was when I used to kick people with my left leg, the sneaky left. That was the dragon that's on my thigh, okay, or my calf, the side of my calf. So that was, you know, it was the dragon. It was the strike of the dragon, basically.
Okay.
So it had some meaning. You know, I wasn't one of these. I had a friend of mine that got a tattoo. He's like, look, it's an alligator eating a watermelon. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Is that like a Florida reference?
You know, I don't know. But, you know, but it's like I see these girls with all these tattoos on their tits. It's like,
oh my God,
what are you,
so
a road sign?
Terrible. I know a girl who has like the Death Star in the center and like two TIE fighters coming
no.
in. And I'm like, I.
How old is she now?
She's in her 30s.
And when did she get it done?
I don't know.
2 weeks ago?
No, it was years ago.
Yeah.
I think she's a tattoo artist, but still, I just.
But the Death Star?
I mean, it's very distracting.
It is.
You know,
I mean,
and.
How could you get like, you're right, okay, the tramp stamp, you know what I mean? I understand why it was there, because
yeah.
it's kind of like in a location where, you know, you don't mind looking down and seeing some art.
Right.
You know? I bet, I know all those guys that got the tribal tattoos around their arm are pissed, because those are the guys that might as well, they're like in the guys that still wear members-only jackets. You know what I mean? Like, there's a group of people, like, fell for it. Like, the people that drank Zima.
Okay.
There's
Zima?
The people, you remember Zima?
And wasn't that, like, high school chicks?
Yeah, well, I don't remember your time, but I remember I was just out of high school, or probably when Zima, or like, you know, wine coolers,
sure.
Drink wine coolers, but the Zima, and then the guy, you know, the people that got the tribal tattoos, you know, hey, I got to get a tribal tattoo.
Right,
and then,
I'm in a tribe.
Right, yeah, some sort. I'm going to be tough.
Right.
I'm going to get tribal tattoos. But the when I see a chick with tattoos all over her chest and their thigh on the leg, and it's like... They put a tattoo of an apple on their thigh. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you know, who will sit there and go, you know what? I'm looking at all these tattoos on the wall, and you know what? I think I want an apple. I just want like Adam and Eve, the apple.
Right.
And then
funny.
You know what? And then where am I going to put it? On my delt, on my shoulder here, it fits nice. You know, it's there. You know, on my neck. No, I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm gonna put it on my thigh. Yeah, so when I walk on the beach with a fucking bikini, somebody says, why has that girl got an apple on her fucking thigh?
I think that's like two drunk girls, you know, spending the weekend in New Orleans, and they're like, oh my God, let's get a tattoo. What should we get?
Right.
And then for some reason, there's some connection with an apple or...
Yeah.
They you just,
know, and I mean, the butterfly. Girls get butterflies.
Yeah.
Get, you know what I mean?
The butterfly tattoo. Oh my God.
The
so
wings.
Stupid.
You see the chicks with
my
the wings?
My girlfriend has a butterfly tattoo, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
And I made fun of her
Where
for
is it, though?
It's on the back of her neck here.
Okay. You know, sometimes centered. Like,
right.
I've seen a girl with a tattoo on the back of her neck, and it actually looked pretty, because her hair covers
it. Well, your
it.
Hair covers it.
Right.
So
and
it's
looked,
like
it actually
bad.
Looks pretty cool. You know, yeah. It's a nice little. But you get a tattoo on the right, like, just above your. Like, they're putting shit, like, they just, you know what? Like, you know, even an artist. Like,
I told my girlfriend she was dumb for getting it.
Really?
I was like, that's stupid, honey. Don't get it.
But you see the chicks with the wings, like the wings on their back. Like they get these big like angel wings. Like I'm an angel. I'm like, no, you're a dumbass.
Right.
For putting all that ink on your back. Fucking wings. And then I saw a guy. It was a guy who was a boxer or an MMA fighter that had it. I'm like, well, okay, you might as well just start sucking cock. You know what I mean? You got what guy would get wings on? You know,
a like, guy who is trained and ready to kick your ass.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
he's like, yeah, he's waiting for some Dougie. He's waiting for you to fight.
I'll
him.
Fight him. I'll fight the guy with wings.
Not everyone is Dougie Dangerous. He's waiting for someone who is not trained
right.
to just be like, hey, fag, look at those wings. And he's like, oh yeah,
yeah. He's gonna pick out some poor. That actually was funny. We had a run in. There was a guy that was known for that. Like he was a martial arts guy. He would, like, in a club and stuff like that, he would pick on people. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He would actually get in the site until, and people dealt with that. And I was like, dude, you know, one of my, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's like picking, you know what I mean? What if somebody, and I remember somebody from our camp, like, went over, started choking him one time at Cheetah 3, because the guy was, like, mouthing off at the bar to this guy. And one of my buddies, one of this other guy, who's just black kid, it was fucking just cool as shit. He went up to him, he started choking. He's like, you fucking asshole. It's like, you make us okay. look bad. Like, he goes, you make us look bad. You know, we're martial artists.
Right.
And you're that one cocky son of a bitch that tries to beat up on and use your, like, power and influence all around.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
don't they teach you not to do that?
That's the point.
Right.
You know, like, you know, how many times I wanted to punch somebody, you know, especially a few comics I won't mention. And I, you know,
no, let's get them out.
There's a few times I had situations with somebody, and like, and there was a real well-known situation where another, Bob Levy was like, you need to fuck this boy up. And I'm like, I know I could, and I want to, and the shit he said I should. But I was like, that's the problem. You know, when you have a certain technique, you punch somebody, they may not get up. You know what I mean? Now, okay, now I'm just mad. I just punched the person. You know what I mean? Not good.
So you're saying you don't want to unleash...
I don't want to...
Like, exactly. All your years of training on someone's forehead and
somebody
just cave it in.
You got to turn somebody's lights out. You can't do that for any little reason. By the way, Adam says, I love the show and the guests. Thanks for doing it. Well, that's what we do it for.
Hey, buddy, just for you. Now, pony up on Patreon, okay? I'm just going to keep saying that.
What's he said? It's not fun fucking a comic book. The emotional bullshit that comes with it isn't worth it. Oh, the tattoos and shit. Girls have tattoos.
Oh, fucking a comic book.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, here's the thing with a girl with a tattoo. Hot girl? Hot girl. Hot girl with a tattoo? Maybe still hot. Maybe worse. There's no up. There's no hot tattoo made her hotter.
It doesn't make her hotter.
It can't make her... You can't go up in the
number. Now, there's some girls I've seen that are so, like, rough looking. They're tough and they kind of... You know what I mean?
You think so?
Well, I mean, it's not like... You're right, but it's not like...
Yeah, my theory is you can go down from a 10 to a 9. You can't go up from a 9 to a 10 with a tattoo. You go down from a 9 to an 8.
Yeah, I gotcha. It's not like it'd go from a 7 to a 10.
Right. Oh, look at that. Look at that fucking apple tattoo on her thigh.
Ooh. I got a hard on. I want my penis to be the worm.
Hey, there you go.
There you go. all right. So, we talked about this. We had the alligator. Did we talk? No, we didn't talk about this. We have an alligator on Hollywood Beach.
You said crocodile.
Actually, right. It was a crocodile. There's a lot of Florida alligators.
I mean, crocodiles are not native to this hemisphere.
But they're here. They are. We. Like,
they're here?
Like, yeah, they're here right out back. I got them in the pool. No, there's... we got... They used to have a lot of them here in South Florida up into the 70s.
Whoa, I did not know that.
But then when they had like the building and then all the, you know, the condos and the beach and all this shit and hunting, like they let them to hunt these fucking beasts.
Okay.
But they usually hang around saltwater marshy areas and stuff like that on the West Coast and, you know. But they're out there, you know, but everybody's freaking out. You know, it's a crocodile. It was funny because you read the story and, you know, one of these main guys goes in there and, you know, the animal control guy, and there's people taking photos and shit. Oh, look, I want to take a photo. And the guy looks at her lady, goes, ma'am, can you run 18 miles an hour? And she goes, no. She said, well, he can. So back up. I've been chased down by, we used to go snake, hunting snakes when we were kids.
What?
Out in the Everglades. Like, we used to go out Atlantic Boulevard all the way out west and get
in
boats, and then we used to go through marsh and catch snakes and shit. And
you ever go snake hunting in Wilton Manors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trouser snakes. So we came in contact with some alligators.
Uh huh.
You know, so they're fast, man. They can scamper pretty fucking fast.
Hey, where's Steve Irwin when we need him? Right.
I know.
He got killed by like a stingray or something. This is when we need him here.
His kids. You ever see his kids now? They're so annoying. I want to tell you what my father.
Oh, really?
Used to, the kids are like, they have their own show now.
They have their own show?
They're like, they're such a loving like group. Like,
let's bring them all down
they're
here.
So, they announce, oh, Paul, he's very, and the kid's like smiling and shit. Like, well, he looks like an animatronic like Disney character.
How old is his kid?
I don't know. They're just like 10, 12.
Dougie hates kids.
Fucking kids.
He's like, fuck you, Australian kid with your pretentious accent.
I'm going to be just like my papa. You know, enough. Just be an engineer or something. You know what I mean? I'm going to be like my daddy. Any rate, you know, here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, we like to educate.
We do.
You know, we do. We try to somewhat. We have this straight from the headlines where we talk about news and make fun of it. And we like to come up with stories that are really happening, like pop culture, what's going on and stuff.
Right.
You know, like Charles Manson died. We had an crocodile.
Crocodile terrorizing Hollywood
Della
Boulevard.
Reese died.
Della Reese.
That you didn't know who she was.
Touched by an angel.
But here's an interesting concept. Earth's rotation is mysteriously slowing down, and experts predict upticks in 2018 earthquakes. You know, I said this back when John...
I'm going to apologize for this, guys. It was my fault. I stuck my foot out.
Yeah.
And just skidded it against the moon a little bit.
I keep jumping off the couch. Your mama's so fat, when she sits down, the earth stops. Yeah, it's true. You know, of course, we've gotten so fat. You know, there's so many fat kids.
That's what it is.
It's all the obesity that Earth's rotation is slowing
right,
down.
Right, that makes sense.
You know, and I said this
it's
to
like
John Levine. John Levine,
kids.
Who's like he claims to be the fucking like the Jeopardy champion of knowledge.
What?
Where were we?
Well, so you said John Levine claims to be the Jeopardy champion.
So you know, I had mentioned to him that you know there's been more volcanic eruptions lately.
Uh-huh.
There's been more like earthquakes, and there's been like closer together. He thought I was an idiot. He's like, no, there isn't more than ever before. Well, there's generally been about 15 to 20 major earthquakes or let's say, you know, earthquakes in about a 2 or 3 year span.
Okay.
We've had like 40 or 50. So there has been an increase, although I was calling me a fucking moron for pointing this out.
I'd like to go toe-to-toe with John Levine on Jeopardy.
Yeah?
I think I could do pretty good.
You think?
I know everyone thinks I'm a dumbass because I'm just like a space cadet heroin addict, but I swear, man, I know stuff.
I think I'm just getting old. Like, I can answer a lot of questions on Jeopardy when I watch. I don't know. I'm not racing to press the button.
You can. It's funny. At home, everyone feels like they do really well on that show.
I do.
But I think when you're actually there, it's
because it's all the clicker.
Yeah.
You know, people know that answer halfway through the question. You figure it out once it's read. You're like, oh, I got it. But most of those people are sitting there. They know it. It's like the question is, who was the third president? You know, all of a sudden, who was the? They knew. They're right there. They knew who the fuck. They didn't need to hear the whole question. But yeah, so. You know, so the Earth,
Jefferson, by the way,
is slowing down. Yes, the Earth. Who was the fifth? Fourth? Madison?
Fifth was Monroe.
Monroe. It was an M. Palatka. Anyway, so the Earth's rotation is slowing down. They say it had. They don't know why. Here's the thing. They don't know why. Again, lately scientists have been baffled. I don't get much ease in my sleep, or, you know, I don't get ease in my mind when scientists are baffled by certain things.
That doesn't feel good.
You know what I mean? It's like, so, right. You know, the Earth is slowed down. Now, you know, people talk about the floods, great floods and the things, the Noah flood, the great deluge, you know, all this stuff.
Sure.
And that sometimes, you know, was, people say it's because the Earth's rotation kind of flux and changed a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like if you're carrying like a bowl of soup and you're walking, all of a sudden you change direction, you don't. Sometimes the soup will flow off one side of the bowl because you're you know what I mean?
Is this another fat joke?
It's not. Well, it could be.
is that a hearty bisque?
Yeah. You know, if it's a lobster bisque, that won't happen. Hey. Oh, you got him a shirt. Look at that.
Got your dog wearing a shirt there.
My dog. No wonder. He's going to start barking at the knucklehead. Let him out. What are you wearing? My wife's making my dog gay. She bought him clothes.
He's wearing a Mr. Rogers type sweater.
What the fuck?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's Florida. It's getting cold. I don't know.
Well,
what a fucked up beginning of the show.
What is
it? You know, what else? What else is going to happen? An asteroid is going to fly through the fucking roof?
The Earth is slowing down, you know.
And it's going to cause more earthquakes and stuff like that. And also, scientists are saying that the Yellowstone, the big, huge supervolcano that's under Yellowstone Park, that may go off anytime. And that's a bad thing. Well, that's like having a major zit on your forehead the night of the prom.
See, that's why I say you should just not pay your debts.
Yeah. Fuck it.
You know, just
you're right.
Just borrow more money.
Yeah, just go out. Just
buy a Ferrari. Fuck it.
That's our message today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Everybody, just go out there and max your credit.
Max your credit out. Go to the strip club.
That's right. Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Make it rain for your hottest stripper that you know. Just saying. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ethan Moore.
Hey.
And coming from the shadows would be our friend Ciro Dobrik to join us for Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Mm-hmm. And plenty's happening, trust me. You know, I didn't have to really look for goofy stories. You know what I mean? I didn't have to look for odd news. I opened up the regular news feed, and I came up with some stories that I thought, this is interesting.
Oh, you didn't have to go to like a wacky website for
right
news of the weird
Backpage Bandits.
The North Korea is in the news in that basically our President Trump basically labeled them as a terror, right? They're actual
A
nation of terror.
It said that he was a sponsor of terrorism,
Of terror.
What did they sponsor?
Well, they've kind of found out now that there's been a lot of their how do you say their nuclear stuff and their chemical weapon stuff they produce, because they can't do anything else. They caught a ship, a North Korean ship, going to Somalia, and that they were trying to ship it, and so they and pack. They, so they're
there's underground shit that they're doing.
They're trying.
They're sponsoring ISIS.
Their most successful attack was on Samsung's phones. They all exploded.
Yeah.
It's
the only Korean thing I can think of.
They got us a couple years ago with the Daewoos.
Yeah, remember the Daewoo?
I had one of those.
Yeah, can we blame K-pop on them? How about that? It feels like terrorism every time it's on.
Well, more sanctions are being placed on them, but Kim Jong-un may have caused a parasitic worm epidemic in North Korea by making farmers spread human feces on their crops.
Whoops.
He ain't no green thumb. I have an idea. You don't need a fertilizer. Damn. You just take your shit and spread all over crop.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I wonder if that was one of Dennis Rodman's ideas. I know, man. Hey, look, bro.
You ain't got any
fertilizers, so just have all your people shit and just spread it all over the crops. We'll call it the crap crops.
I got to say, Dougie's impressions are uncanny.
I know. I'm telling you. I'm like a regular rich
They're nostalgic, actually.
Kim Jong-un may have caused a parasitic worm epidemic in North Korea by making farmers spread shit on their crops. The prevalence of parasitic worms causing health problems in North Korea may be the result of a personal intervention by Kim Jong-un, who urged farmers to spread human excrement on the fields to fertilize the crops.
Yeah, there's a reason why we don't do that.
Yeah.
There's just one more reason to shake your fist at this guy saying, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, there'll be some liberal over there going, that was pretty ingenious. Trump didn't think of that. The Hermit Nation's leader issued an instruction to farmers back in 2014 telling them to use human feces with animal waste and organic compost on their fields with a lack of livestock to provide animal fertilizer. Agriculturists poured human excrement, also known as night soil, on their fields.
They've done that in Africa and places too. It always ends up causing some kind of an outbreak.
Right. Well, it's human shit. There's nothing dirtier than, is there? Is there anything more toxic
besides? Well, it's toxic to us.
According to the mainstream media, masculine toxicity is more toxic
masculinity.
Putting shit on your crops.
Yeah, it's something about how when you use the animal fertilizer, it's like all the diseases don't transmit.
Right.
But if it's human shit, it's like that's all our stuff.
That's our shit.
Yeah, we can get all those diseases.
Yeah, I can never understand like anybody those scat videos when people like. You know what I mean? I get mad when my toilet paper rips and I get a little dookie on my finger by mistake.
Right.
You
don't get a chub.
Yeah. Oh God! I can't believe I got
that
caca.
Doesn't turn you on.
I got caca on my finger.
That doesn't lead to the next 8 hours of just self-exploratory work.
The nutrition and widespread health problems that blight North Korea have been highlighted by one of North Korean soldiers who recently defected to the South. The Army sergeant was found to have dozens of flesh-colored parasites in his digestive tract.
Oh my God!
One of which measured 10.6 inches in length, much like my penis, and is thin. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un shown on a visit to a farm, and an undated photo released by North Korean Central News Agency. Kim has been accused of issuing farmers with the advice to use human shit for fertilizer.
Another great idea from North Korea.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm a smart guy. I know what I'm doing.
Now does everybody understand the ban on North Korea?
Yeah.
They are a sponsor of terrorism.
That's terrorist, yeah.
It's terroristic.
Hey, the corn hasn't. Adam says, there's corn in my shit. There's shit corn on my corn.
There's corn in my North
Wait
Korea.
A minute. The corn hasn't grown yet, but there's already corn on my corn. How's that happen? This was a funny story this week. U.S. Navy grounds air crew after making vulgar sky drawing. See that guy? Navy air pilots drew a big penis with balls.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I thought it was just regular chemtrails.
Yeah.
I was just assuming
there were chemtrails. Okay.
It was chemtrails. Hey, chemtrails.
I'm on the ball today, buddy. I got to go to the open mic. Yeah, I thought it was a goof. I just thought somebody, it was like a meme or something.
Right.
But it turns out there's real Air Force pilots.
They got in trouble, though.
They were a little bored.
Yeah.
That's the first thing you do when you're a kid, right? When you're in school, you're like in elementary school, you draw a penis on everything.
Right. I feel like that was probably happening in the movie Top Gun.
Yeah.
If they would have pulled out and get a wider shot.
Yeah.
Every time they were doing all those tricks, it would have just been to make a big penis.
When Goose died, that's what happened.
That's right. He was trying to draw a vein on the side.
I'm going to make this realistic. Spokane, Washington, the air crew who used their U.S. Navy warplane to create a vulgar skywriting above the town of Okanagan, Washington, this week have been grounded, the U.S. Navy has said. The electronic warfare plane from Naval Air Station Weedby Island in western Washington state created sky writings in the shape of male genitals, a big cock, over the rural community on Thursday. Mommy, what's that? I don't know. I haven't seen one in a long time, honey. Many residents spotted the contrails in the clear blue skies above the central Washington town of 2,500 people.
So they suspended them. They grounded them.
Grounded them.
They're like, hey, you know, we are making hired killers to drop bombs on people that are America's enemies. We don't want people drawing cocks.
Yeah, they're really trying to stamp out people's traditions. Uh-huh. Okanagan is known for penis drawing in the sky.
That's right.
Oh, okay. It was offending the locals.
Matter of fact,
it is Native American for
that's
penis in the sky.
That's what that means. Okanagan. That means you got a big cock. That's the thing. When you get that's what they should do now. If you fly in that division, they should put a penis patch on you.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah,
you got to get a penis patch.
Right.
You got your penis instead of your wings.
Imagine the guy, Russian pilot, a MiG, guys in a MiG flying a MiG, and he goes, "He's a special pilot. He has a cock on his shoulder. I know him. He drew the cock and balls."
Talk about a chip on your shoulder.
Navy apologizes for the irresponsible and immature act. And anyone who was offended by this unacceptable action should go see Joe Biden, that creepy fuck. Which, by the way, did you see I shared the video on our Facebook page.
I do.
This guy is a creepy bastard, dude.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Absolutely.
He's touching girls.
What?
And, he's fondling people right there on camera. I mean,
Joe Biden? He's always the latest in the sex scandals?
No, but we knew this before, like...
It's on tape. They just don't charge him.
Yeah, because he's Joe Biden. His son died of cancer, so they don't. You know, but he's got this one Asian girl. He's playing with her hair, and he's like, and he's sniffing the hair. He likes to sniff kids.
There was one where Sessions slapped his hand away from the girl.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No. Yeah, and there's one girl that you can tell she's moving forward. Go to our fan. It's on our own fan page on our show.
Oh, really?
I posted it. Yeah. So
Joe Biden. Wow.
Yeah, and there's one girl you could tell she's like uncomfortable. And that one time when he was groping that guy's wife, remember? You creepy fuck, creepy Joe. Maybe Joe Biden was the one who wrote that cock up in the air.
What?
I don't think he'd fly a plane. George Bush used to fly a plane. Remember when he flew when they claimed victory in the Gulf War?
Did he fly that there?
I feel like George Bush would like try to do it, and he would draw the dick wrong.
Yeah.
<Something. laughs> He would draw like three balls or something.
Yeah, he had the three coconuts.
You'd get bored halfway through, just draw out the dick.
Draw a ball once, draw a ball twice.
Here's a funny story. Elderly couple suing police, alleging excessive force after hibiscus plants are mistaken for marijuana.
What?
Hey, man, these cops go in there. They think these people are growing marijuana. They're just hibiscus plants. What a fucking idiot.
I don't know how you can confuse those two plants.
Well, you know, if you're around weed.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you see a picture of weed, you know, like a drawing or like a, you know, like a Cheech and Chong album cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you see the hibiscus plant, like they kind of look like weed leaves.
Does it?
Well.
Plus they have those big hibiscus flowers on them.
Well, maybe they weren't blooming yet.
Oh, they weren't blooming, yeah.
Yeah. An elderly couple in Pennsylvania is suing the insurance company that their local police, after they were allegedly arrested and mistreated.
Oh, my God. False imprisonment.
After the hibiscus plants were wrongly reported as marijuana plants. Edward Kramer, 69, and his wife, Audrey, 66, from Buffalo Township, allege they were handcuffed and forced to sit in a hot police car for hours last month after arriving. Last month, AFT, I swear to God, that's what I'm reading. Last month, AFT arrived looking for drugs.
Well, that sounds like a Twitter thing. Are you on Twitter?
AFT, should AFT be, you know.
Was it from the pilot story, fore and aft?
I was thinking it was ATF. I was trying to think they fuck up like ATF, you know. I don't know. It's fucking, trust me. The couple are suing the Buffalo Township Police and Nationwide Insurance Company over the incident, claiming excessive force, false arrest, false imprisonment, invasion of privacy, international affliction of emotional stress over the incident. Jeez. Nationwide is on your side.
They could really use some hibiscus tea after that.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
I think they should. They should. They should sue them. They should get money. They should. They should arrest those cops for doing that.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
They're in Buffalo. How fucking hot could it be in Buffalo?
Still.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm sweating my balls off. It's 10 degrees out, you stupid.
What, the cops don't have better things to do than to arrest people for fake marijuana? They can't find anyone with real marijuana?
Yeah.
Not in the Buffalo Township.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, a bunch of heroin was transported that day. Yeah. The cops never caught
Which
them.
Should be legal also, by the way.
Fentanyl.
Days later, officers arrived at the couple's home with a search warrant. The incident occurred after a neighbor's tree fell onto the couple's property in September when a member of the insurance company came to assess the damage on the property. He took photos of the hibiscus plant and, believing them to be marijuana plants, sent them to the police.
What? This guy works for you, right?
Nationwide guy.
No, he's your insurance.
Insurance guy, yeah.
So you're paying, neighbor's insurance. You're paying them every month. Oh, it's the neighbor's insurance.
Right.
Well, still. Nosy.
Yeah.
We got some snitches getting stitches over there.
Yeah, it's like that farmer's insurance with that guy, you know?
What kind of asshole? He's like, hey, so
You're an insurance agent. Mind your own fucking business.
He's like, I got my job to do all day. Let me see. Oh, I'm finished doing that. Oh, I'll just make another job. I'll report this to
Nationwide
the police.
Nationwide is on your side. Not your side.
Not
your
potheads.
Side.
Not pothead sides. Days later, officers arrived at the couple's home with a search warrant. Mrs. Kramer was half-dressed, which sickened the officer, of course, when she answered the door and claimed she was handcuffed and forced into a police car without being allowed to put on a pair of trousers.
All right, this is not about the plants.
Mr. Kramer reportedly told the police the plants were hibiscus plants, indicating the blooming flowers on them.
Seems like dumbass.
How can that be weed? There's flowers. I don't have weed. I don't have flowers on my weed plants in the garage. Oops.
Well, the weed is the flowers, right? That's the part you smoke is the flowers.
That's what they call it. They call it flower. In a dispensary.
That's what they call them, buds. Yeah.
Like when I went to Colorado, they said we don't have edibles. We only have flower. Flowers, meaning that's what
flower,
they call
that's
it.
Cocaine.
Yeah.
No.
Don't get me excited.
No edibles, only smokables.
Described being forced outside of their home in underwear, she said, and that's when I asked him again if I could go put some pants on. He told me no. Stand there on the porch.
We don't let members of the cartel put pants on.
All right.
People are running a major drug ring to all the over 55 communities.
First of all, she's selling more than just marijuana and hibiscus plants.
Yeah, she's a whore.
She's running around naked.
Who doesn't have pants on in the middle of the day?
Me?
That's right. He finally just wakes up at 2 in the afternoon.
I had to put these on to come here.
Here's a heroic story of a cop, and unfortunately it's in Brazil. Off-duty police officer shoots armed robbers dead while holding a little child in his hands.
Wow.
Fake news.
Action hero.
An off-duty police officer shot dead.
Fake news. Yeah. I love it. Zero. I don't buy it.
Shot that two armed robbers while holding his child, in one arm when they tried to hold up a pharmacy. Sergeant Rafael Souza had walked into business outside the city of Sao Paulo, Brazil, with his wife and child to buy medicine when two men burst in wearing hoods and wielding guns.
Wouldn't you know it?
Mm.
One of the men, Jefferson Alves, 24, then reportedly pointed his weapon at Mr. Souza, bad mistake, who drew his pistol and is seen on camera shooting the attacker at close range. In the face!
Wow.
The in-store video shows the officer disappear from the frame while his wife is seen taking cover in an aisle with her hands over her ears. Mr. Souza then appears back in the picture and hands his child over to the mother. Maybe you should take him. People are shooting at me. He moves outside the frame again before reportedly shooting the other assailant, identified as Italo Creto, 22 years old. The action took place in by Farma in the theater of Campo Limpo Paulista. Local news stations reported the story.
Yeah. Anybody shocked that a guy named Souza is going to be a hero?
Yeah.
I mean, his family lineage wrote our national anthem.
I think that was a different song. but still a patriotic song nonetheless, Ciro. I like Ciro. You get the real news, you know. If you find out what's fake, you get the real
Wait,
news.
Who wrote the national anthem?
It was Francis Scott Key.
Yeah.
But John Philip Sousa wrote Stars and Stripes Forever.
That's right, damn it.
I didn't know. Congratulations. I had no idea either one of them, really. Paramedics later arrived to attend to the pair after the melee, Branco Shopping Center, but they were pronounced dead at the scene. Mr. Sousa of the 49th Metropolitan Battalion in São Paulo told investigators he shot at the men because he believed they would have opened fire first after he identified himself as a police officer.
So, wow. Man.
Big hero there.
Yeah. I mean, what can I say? You know, I'm not for violence, but if people are shooting you and you're holding a baby.
Well, they came in and pointed the gun. Like, somebody tried it. There was another story I read today, but the other kid tried to rob, like a house robbery, like a house raid. They had a BB gun. And he tried to scare the guy and he was shooting the guy with the BB gun. The guy's like, what the fuck?
The robber was shooting with a BB
gun? Yeah.
No. That's a bad move.
Ever get shot with a BB gun?
Yeah.
It hurts.
It does hurt.
Yeah,
but it makes you mad if it's not going
to. Yeah.
Do you guys ever use those airsoft guns? Me and my friends used to get those like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and you run pistols around the yard shooting each other.
Yeah.
With those little hard plastic balls.
Yeah.
It hurts a little bit.
Yeah. But well, they have those little yellow
things. The closer
things.
You get, the more it hurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you did it from point blank range, if you're like doing a reenactment of the deer hunter.
What is it about boys that bet each other $5 they can't take a shot to the leg?
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. I bet you $5.
Yeah, well, that's what we did with BB guns.
Mm-hmm.
Like we stood the guy at a BB gun. We tried to like, all right. And we were like, turn around. And I'm like, fuck you. I ain't let you shoot me with a BB gun. This one guy did it, you know, from a distance. It got closer, went into his skin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a little, but he had to go in there and we had to go in the house and fire up the tweezers.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, pull it out.
Pull that shit out.
A pair of pliers or something.
Pliers. Okay. Needle noses. Actually, I think they were cutting with you get a blister, like a splinter in your. Yeah, I'm like a surgeon when it comes. My wife gets a splinter and she comes, puts her fucking toe up in my face. I got to go, hold on a second. Let me scrub up.
Yeah.
You know, and I go get the needle, the lighter. You got to light it.
Get the morphine.
Yeah, exactly. That's for me.
It's my favorite.
Man calls 911 during police chase and asks for Donald Trump.
A man calls 911 while Collier County Sheriff's deputies are chasing him, and he says Donald Trump, our president, is his personal friend, a close one at that.
Mm-hmm. Collier County, a man called police while Collier County Sheriff's deputies were chasing him on Tamiami Trail.
Of course, it's Florida.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office report says it all started because the suspect acted suspiciously. The sheriff's deputy went up to the car and smelled a smell similar to marijuana, not a hibiscus plant.
See, they always claim that. It's the excuse for everything.
The deputy spotted a baggie that contained a green leafy substance. The suspect then grabbed the bag, put it in his mouth, and sped away.
Classic move.
You're gonna tell a cop just that always happens. The cop just thinks he's trying to eat it. Deputy spotted the bag. I need help, please, said Eric Friedberg, the man who was arrested after the seven.
Eric Friedberg?
Yeah.
He was baked, bro.
Yeah. With a name like that.
The best buds, I bet.
They're going to get it. I always said I had a buddy of mine. His name was Mike Greengrass. He was my weed dealer in college.
Of course.
You're either that or you got to have a lawn service.
Yeah.
The police are officers chasing me, he added. Four in your corner obtained the 911 call. The operator tried numerous times to get Friedberg to pull over, but during the phone call, Friedberg tried to get the operator to make some calls on his behalf. The first set of calls was to his parents. Call my mom, said Friedberg. Please call my mom, added while on the phone. That's the last person I want to call. Then he took a step further. He wanted to speak to the president, Donald Trump, a close friend of mine, said Friedberg.
Hey, you get him on the phone, he's going to resolve the whole situation.
I know that kid Friedberg. He's a good kid. Don't pull him over. Let him go.
Before or after the UCLA incident?
Yeah. I'm a little busy right now. I'm trying to get this this Moulin this eggplant out of China's jail. Did I say eggplant?
I feel like the president would say that.
Yeah, he might.
Hopefully nobody's listening. Said it,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I feel like the word mooly is casually thrown about the Oval Office on a regular basis, to be honest.
He comes out one day. How come you guys hanging out with a bunch of malakas like that?
The report goes on to say the deputy searched the car and found glass pipes
with burnt leafy residue on them. They later field tested the particles and tested positive for marijuana after they ordered a pizza. Friedberg is being charged with tampering with evidence, resisting an officer, and two counts of battery of an officer, and one class just being one count of just being a dumbass. Yeah.
Florida man.
You know, nowadays, isn't it decriminalized marijuana if you have like only like you could like you just get a ticket now or something like that?
It's always been a ticket under 28 grams, but it's
no,
still.
I got no, they used to arrest you.
Well, they can arrest you.
Back in the day.
They can arrest you or just give you the ticket and let you go home and think about that.
I got arrested back in college for like a gram of pot, and they took me to jail.
Well, that was, I mean, now it's only been in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's recent.
It's decriminalized. Like, you know, you watch some of these cop shows, and they show people like weed. You get concerned, you know. Like, every time I'm on the road and I'm smoking, you know, all of a sudden the trooper comes up behind like, oh, no, I got to roll down my windows and let the air out, you know. Get a little Febreze.
Yeah.
That, what's it called? I can't remember.
What's that?
Ozium.
Ozium?
Ozium. Oh, yeah. I remember I used to have that in my car when I was in high school. Smoking weed.
Yeah, you did a lot in high school.
Yeah.
I used to have strawberry-smelling matches where you burn, like, incense matches.
Uh-huh.
Smell like strawberries and weed.
Right. So then they're like, really, yeah, you must have been smoking some strawberries and high-grade
didn't
marijuana.
Yeah, you try to do that with like cologne sometimes. That's never going to work.
Like, it's like, oh, when you spray in the bathroom, it's like, oh, now it smells like pine cones and shit. This is great.
Utah man sign says high school mascot's name sounds like male genitalia. One man in Utah started a petition on Friday to change the mascot of a new high school, arguing that the name will likely become the butt of a dirty joke. The mascot for Farmington High School, expected to open in 2018, is set to be a phoenix, according to the Salt Lake Tribune.
A phoenix?
Hmm.
What? What's wrong with that?
But according to the petition, normal. Resident Kyle Fraughton is concerned that when supporters yell, go Phoenix, Phoenixes.
Oh, go penises, they're going to think?
All events, it'll sound like they're saying a total different word.
Go Phoenix.
I think this guy's got dick on the mind.
Wow. Yeah.
I think this guy's the only one to have a problem with that.
Right. You can't stop thinking about it.
Fresh memories over there.
Go Phoenixes.
Phoenixes.
Show me on the Phoenix where they touched you.
Well, I guess you don't say Phoenixes. You got to say that's the proper pronunciation of plural Phoenixes.
Right.
Phoenixes.
Maybe you got to say Pheni.
Yeah. Go Pheni. And the supporting cast, the Ballsies. Fraughton said he first realized the similarity when he and some neighbors were practicing their cheers and looked up the correct plural form of Phoenix, which can be Phoenixes.
Was he wearing his cheerleading outfit with the neighbor, too?
Who the
we were
fuck?
Sitting around sucking cock, and we we realized.
We were in the middle of a circle jerk, and we're saying, you know, our new high school team.
I was touching a neighbor's Phoenix, and...
Like, hey, you know, when you have a penis in your mouth, Phoenix kind of sounds like penis.
Well, that's like there was a college. Was it Erskine College?
Erskine.
We used to call him Foreskin.
Sure.
You know, and there was Fordham University. We used to call him FU. You know, but Phoenixes. I didn't know that was a plural of Phoenixes. Phoenixes. No wonder they're extinct. All those Phoenixes and no Punices. Fraught and then a proposal that students who chose a phoenix as their mascot be allowed to vote a second time to the Davis County School District and bear the responsibility of having this name. But don't call them Phoenixes. Call them the Pussies. the Titas.
I think there's a cheer, be aggressive. Don't be an aggressive penises.
Yeah.
Be aggressive.
Wow. I mean, you know, again, like this guy had too much time in his hands, I would guess.
I don't know. Just like the Fiji water thing. I missed that.
Man accidentally shoots himself and wife at church while discussing church shootings.
Wow, that's like it's life imitating art? Or
yeah. I mean, I can't believe these dumbasses are sitting there. I'd have a gun. Listen, let me tell you, there ain't going to be no church shooting in here. God damn it. I can't believe he said, God damn it. Wow. This is a church.
I don't know.
Man accidentally shoots himself and wife at a church while discussing church shootings. A man accidentally shot himself and his wife while discussing the church shootings at a church in Tennessee. Police have said, Tellico Plains police say a man in his 80s accidentally discharged his gun during a Thanksgiving luncheon at the First United Methodist Church. As they cleaned up from the luncheon, the group began discussing church shootings, such as the recent one in Sutherland Springs, Texas. That's when the man removed his handgun and began showing it to some of the men at the church.
Okay. He's like, what are you talking about, church shootings? That reminds me.
That ain't going to happen here. I got my own gun. Look here. Oops, sorry.
First of all, I can't believe this didn't happen in Florida.
Yeah.
I carry my handgun everywhere,
he said, according to police. Before showing it to the men, he removed the magazine and cleaned the chamber. He then put the magazine back in and apparently loaded another round. Later, however, someone who missed the demonstration asked to see the gun. The man obliged, pulling the gun out and saying, with this loaded indicator, I can tell that it's not loaded. He then accidentally pulled the trigger, sending a bullet flying through his palm.
That is bad gun safety.
And into the left side of his wife's abdomen.
Well, he meant to hit his wife, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it was an accident until you said he hit his wife, too.
Don't make me scallop potatoes again, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you don't think it could happen here? You don't think so?
It's very meta, you know? He's talking about church shootings, and then he shoots in a church. Yeah. It's like a postmodern French film or something.
Won't happen here. I know when the safety's on. Oh, shit. Was that the safety?
Yeah, that's why I like my Glock. It doesn't have my Glocks. I don't have safeties on Glocks.
Okay.
But, you know, like if I like in my gun bag, I keep a clip in, which has like 11 shots.
Right.
You know, but then if you want to shoot it, you gotta bring back
to chamber it.
Chamber it and go. Good to go. You know?
But there's no safety.
No safety.
That is a safety, really.
That's the safety. It's just none in the chamber.
Oh, right. You could keep one in the chamber.
You could, but then without a safety, then you're fucking, you know what I'm saying?
You're just chancing.
So what if you need 12 shots, Dougie?
Well, you know, you always don't, you don't overstuff the clip.
I have never seen a TV show with more than 9 zombies.
I know.
You don't.
By the way, Walking Dead last night, oh, it was interesting. And they saw a helicopter. One of the guys saw it. They haven't seen a helicopter, but there's a military helicopter, some green helicopter.
Uh-oh.
I'm just assuming it's military because it was green, but who knows? It could have been like a Chemgro, you know, some lawn service helicopter. I don't know.
Either way, they found somebody with that.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Can't wait to see what happens. Any rate, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank Ciro for showing up today.
Thank you guys so much for waiting.
Yeah, man. Well, we didn't wait. We started without you. And, of course, Ethan Moore for joining us.
Yeah, good to be here.
It's Thanksgiving week, guys. Hope you guys are getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Tomorrow on the show, Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be here. We won't have a show on Wednesday because I'll be drinking heavily. But this Saturday, guys, come out to Big Roosters in Coral Springs, Florida.
Nice.
Two shows. Actually, it'll be myself, Will Lopez.
I like Will.
Chris Flanagan and myself.
Yeah, Chris.
Two shows, 6:30 and 8:30 at Big Roosters. $10 if you're in Coral Springs or Broward County, come out to the show.
Nice.
I even have the owner contact me and say, hey, what's up? We got to make sure we got this place. And you know. Nice. So that's this week. And then, of course, next week, Big, I'm going to be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs, November 30th to December 2nd. I'm going to be at Looney Bin in Tulsa, Oklahoma from December 6th to the 9th and December 13th to the 16th at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City.
Nice.
Ciro?
Tuesday, the 21st, tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting Marine 84's comedy contest, so come on, check that out in Davie. And tonight, always, Comedy Mondays at the Hole, 19th Hole.
Ethan?
Nice. I'll be at the Improv tomorrow night, Tuesday night and Wednesday night at the Turkey Contest. I'm not competing, but I'll be performing on both those shows, so come check me out. You can always follow me on my social media, at Ethan Is Not Funny.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. We have a fan page on Facebook, the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you here tomorrow right here at the same spot.
Take care. Happy Thanksgiving. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light.
people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beaming light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination, through the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes.